And finally this evening, Pope Benedict addressed a group of bishops from the Southeast Asian nation of Bangladesh today at the end of their ad limina pilgrimage to the Holy See. Eimear McCarthy reports.
Bangladesh is among the most densely populated countries in the world, with an estimated 150 million people living within its borders on the Ganges Delta. It is also one of the world's poorest nations, racked by political uncertainty and grappling with the aftermath of the 2007 cyclone Sidr, which left 10,000 dead and the country in ruins. The Catholic are a tiny minority in this majority Muslim nation, just 300,000. But through their network of hospitals, schools and Caritas offices, their presence is felt and appreciated.
Many of your people suffer from poverty, isolation or discrimination, and they look to you for spiritual guidance.
Speaking to the bishops Thursday, Pope Benedict XVI focused on interreligious dialogue and putting it into practice.
By encouraging people who share important values to cooperate for the common good, you help to consolidate your country's stability and to maintain it for the future. May you likewise continue to sustain and counsel Catholic lay people. May they always rejoice in the knowledge that Christ accepts as a gesture of personal love whatever good is done to the least of his brothers.
Bishop Patrick de Rosario leads the Diocese of Chittagong, home to 30 million people, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist and Christian. It was one of the worst affected areas in last year's cyclone. He says the church has been instrumental in helping the communities rebuild their lives.
Six districts are in my diocese out of nine which have been affected by the Sidr cyclone. And also this year we had in Chittagong Hill Tracts, rats have destroyed 70% of the crops. Now, the church is present there through Caritas and also Cor Unum. The Holy Father has helped me, and also Italian Bishops' Conference has come with the help. And we are now giving a professional rehabilitation, repair of houses, food for 4 months to the indigenous people in Chittagong Hill Tracts until the next harvest comes, that will be in September.
Concluding his address to the bishops Thursday, Pope Benedict urged them not to fear to preach the gospel.
Continue this task with goodness and simplicity and with creativity and charity, according to your talents, your specific graces, and the means at your disposal.
I'm Eimear McCarthy.